In Pennsylvania, the number of people dying from drug-related overdoses rose nearly 40% last year. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. Those figures are coming from a report from the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. Details from WHYY's Katie Colinari.
The DEA found that last year, more than 4,600 Pennsylvanians died from drug overdoses. That's about 13 people a day.
It's not a distressing number. It's a stunning number.
Jeremiah Daly heads up the Philadelphia Camden High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area. That group helps coordinate anti-drug policing in the region. Daly says in his 37 years in law enforcement, he's never seen statistics this bad.
This is not a new problem for us, but by God, this is the worst it has ever been.
And the data show the synthetic opioid fentanyl is why. More than half of overdose deaths last year involved fentanyl, which is cheaper and more potent than heroin. DEA Special Agent Gary Tuggle says it used to be that drug suppliers were mixing it with heroin.
Now drug dealers are just selling fentanyl, and the users know they're getting fentanyl, right? That's very, very dangerous.
Tuggle says the drug is mainly coming from China and Mexico, and the feds are investigating dealers and drug rings that are selling it on the hidden, encrypted corners of the internet known as the dark web. Law enforcement officials say going after the sources of the drugs is one part of the approach. They're also using this new data from the DEA to work with public health agencies, for example, on ways to get more of the overdose-reversing medication naloxone into the hands of first responders. Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro says armed with this information, the goal is to lower the overdose death rate this year.
This report helps us do our job.
Katie Colinari, WHYY News.